Well, Puerto Rico is looking for truck drivers to replace those who can't get to their trucks. If you are one, call 469-401-9603. We'll post that number at herenow.org. You're to leave your trucker's license number on the answer machine. And there will be more fuel for the trucks. Today, the president waived the Jones Act, which restricts shipping from foreign companies. The president had already waived it for Florida and Texas after hurricanes there, but not for Puerto Rico after Maria. He said he was worried about the impact on U.S. shipping after pressure. Ships with precious fuel can now come in. Today we found Liz Marie Vasquez Martinez, a first grade teacher, standing in line for gas.
Well, right now we have been standing in line for 3 hours.
3 hours. And is the gas rationed? I understand you can only get a certain amount.
Yeah, we can only, it depends on the gas station. Sometimes we can get only $15. Yeah. The top, it's $40. Not more than that.
And yesterday, we understand you were at the Costco. What's happening there? Because at some grocery stores, we know they're just opening the door for 20 people at a time. What was Costco like?
Yes, Costco, it was really organized yesterday, mm-hmm. but the lines were too long. Only to enter, only 2 hours.
2 hours just to go in?
Yes, to go in, yes. And you can only get some things. Like, for example, if you want water, not more than 3 packs. And if you want food, it's also limited.
Yeah. Look, we also know you're a teacher. What's
yes.
your sense of what's going to happen in the school systems?
Well, right now, the parents are being very cooperative, coming in and cleaning up. So we think that maybe for October, some schools may get started, but they don't have light and they don't have water.
Right. Well, you also traveled to Villalba, which
yes.
is more in the center of the island where your fiancé's family lives. And we know it's just totally out of communication with other parts of the island and very hard to get in. What did you see when you got there?
Yes. I already know that some people needed dialysis and they couldn't, so they died. And we're, like, very hurt for that. There's a neighborhood called Apiaderos. A really, really, really big rock falls from the mountain and blocked all the ways into that neighborhood. So no cars can get inside. Mm-hmm. So neighbors have to get some cots and put the person on top of the cot so they can, walking, get that person out of the neighborhood and try to get some help.
Wait, did you see this? Did you see people being taken on cots out of a neighborhood? And what was their issue?
Yes. Some people needed oxygen, some people needed dialysis, and they were like a day stuck on their house.
Oh, dear. So what do you, you know, are you already thinking about how you might talk to first grade kids when they come back to school?
Well, first of all, the kids like to talk a lot, and they like to talk about their experience. So it would be nice to hear them, what they survived, mm-hmm. what they lived during the hurricane, because they have never experienced something like this.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about what happened out there, besides their family, besides what they've lived, what also happened out there, how can we manage to maybe prepare better for another occasion. Start slowly like that,
yeah.
One step at a time.
Yeah. That's Liz Marie Vasquez Martinez, a first grade teacher from Toa Alta, Puerto Rico, standing on a line at a gas station. She's been there 3 hours. Liz Marie, thanks so much for talking to us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. And thank you for listening to what has been happening here.